I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Time for our Stupid Criminals game, Florida or anywhere else in the world. Player number one is Michelle out in Davenport. Hey, Michelle, good morning. Pick your coach. Would you like Dana or Adam?
Adam, please.
Why?
Wow.
That's a win.
Hurt Dana's feelings. All right, we got Millie in Winter Garden. Dana, you get to work with Millie this morning.
Hi, Millie.
Sounds
all right.
Great.
All right, here we go. Florida or anywhere else in the world, y'all just figure out where these stupid criminal stories took place. We're going to start off with you, Michelle and Adam. With this lady, I don't know, something tells me this whole plan was improvised because nobody would have actually done this if they thought about it first. There's a 20-year-old woman. Her name is Rachel. She called 911 Tuesday morning to report her 1998 Buick Century had been stolen, but that was a lie. The reason that it was a lie is because she was actually driving that car in the middle of a high-speed pursuit, a police chase. Apparently, a cop had clocked her speeding, tried to pull her over, and she took off. And as the cops were chasing her, she came up with the brilliant idea to call 911, report the car stolen so they'd think that somebody else was driving.
Oh.
Amazingly, that genius plan of hers blew up when the cops laid down the spikes on the road, popped her tires, and saw that she was the driver. So she was charged with eluding, driving with a suspended license, reckless driving, goes on and on. Do we get to claim her in Florida or anywhere else in the world, Michelle?
We're claiming her. She's from Florida.
All right. Millie, what do you think?
What do you think, Dana? I don't really don't know.
Yeah, I think that it's anywhere else in the world. I mean, it's kind of clever, but I don't see that kind of car around here very much.
Yeah, and it sounds like Florida, but I think we would have heard about it. So I'm going to go with you. I'm going to say anywhere else in the world.
This took place in Iowa.
I knew it.
That's all right. All right, so Millie and Dana are on the board. Millie, you'll have a chance to go first here, too. This one, it's a first date story that turned into a nightmare. There's a lady, she met a guy on a dating site, and they got together. This took place last Wednesday night for a date at a restaurant. Well, apparently it went so well, they hopped into the guy's car to head back to her house after they ate. But a cop ended up pulling them over because there was a problem with the guy's tags. Well, instead of stopping like most of us would do, the guy took off and ended up also getting into a high-speed chase with cops. Eventually, he pulled over, looked at her, dipped out, ran to the woods. A woman gets out of the car. She's like, I have nothing to do with this. We were just on a date. So cops started to question her. She didn't even know the guy's last name. She had just met him on a dating site. She wasn't arrested, and the cops are now still trying to track down the world's worst first date.
Did they want him for? Right. Why was he going to be arrested?
So, do we get to claim him in Florida or anywhere else in the world, Millie?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. It sounds like Florida. What do you think, Dana?
Yeah, I don't have a clue for this one. Not a clue. I'd have to know what his original crime was that he was trying to cover up.
We need more details.
Yes. But, okay, let's go with Florida.
Over to you, Michelle and Adam. What do you think?
Adam, what do you think? Does this sound like our people?
Well,
what do you think?
First date and then headed home right away. Yeah, this is Florida for sure.
Florida.
Final answer?
Yeah, oh yeah.
This took place in
Florida, definitely Florida.
Palm Coast, Florida. Right up the street. Your parents do? Oh, nice. All right, this is probably one of my favorite Florida, anywhere else in the world stories ever. I just want to get in this guy's head to see what the heck he was thinking. He's 28 years old. His name is Mark. He recently stole a woman's credit card, and he used it to buy a cell phone at a popular cell phone store. Then he went over to a convenience store and bought beer and some other things. And in both cases, when it came time for him to sign the credit card receipt, he signed it as thief. I don't know why, whether he had a guilty conscience. I don't know if he couldn't forge the woman's signature, but he decided to go with thief, or he's just that dumb. This is the first word that came to his mind. But regardless of why he did it, the cops used the thief receipts to figure out what time he was at the stores. Then they just reviewed the security footage and identified him. Oh, and they also, when they called the phone that he bought,
right,
he answered it. on the stolen phone. So he was arrested for receiving stolen property and theft by deception.
Oh, wow.
Do we get to claim him in Florida or anywhere else in the world? Michelle.
Oh, man. Adam, I don't know. What do you think, man? This sounds like something would happen here. I don't know.
I wonder if it was cursive or not. That's the big question here. I'm going to think it was cursive, and it had to be anywhere else in the world. But it's your game. You decide.
Okay, I think I'll go with Adam's decision. Yep, anywhere else in the world. Not here. We're not claiming him.
Over to you, Millie. What do you think? You and Dana.
I really don't know, Dana. What do you think?
I think we go for anywhere else in the world and go for the win. Because there's not a whole lot there other than maybe he's Catholic and wanted to immediately confess. I have no idea.
I'm going to go with anywhere else in the world.
That is Adam's kind of reasoning,
right?
Dana.
Catholic cursive writer.
This took place in Pennsylvania. Dana and Millie with the perfect game.
Barely. 2-1.
I'm impressed.
It wasn't 2-1. We got 3.
3-2.
Yeah.
Nice job, ladies. Thank you, Michelle and Millie, for playing Florida or anywhere else in the world with us.